In today's Mishnahs, we'll learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah in the sixth Perek Masechta Sanhedrin and continue learning about the punishment of Skila. So the Mishnah continues by saying that the Beit HaSkila, the place, the location where the Skila would occur, which we'll explain in a moment what that is, Hayah Gavoa Shtei Komot, was almost like a platform that was 2 komot high. Now, komot literally might mean floors, but here it means the height of 2 people, so 6 amot high. That's the way Tiferet Yisrael explains it. And Achad Min Ha'edim, one of the witnesses, or Dochafo Al Motnav, would push him from behind. Motnav literally meaning loins. Then he would fall and hit the ground. So then it says, Nepach Alibo Hofcho Al Motnav. If he hit the floor and his face down, the person who was guilty of this capital punishment, they would then turn him over. That was important. One, it's considered maguna, it's considered more degrading to be if this person lie on his face. And secondly, in order that his heart is towards the surface or upwards, as we'll see why that's important in a moment. It says, in metba, if that was enough to kill him, then yatsa, then they can end it there, that the mitzvah skila has been performed, even though no stone has been thrown. And that's because the pasuk says, sako yisakel o yaro yayare, meaning simply casting, throwing him off this ledge would be sufficient. The im lav, if that wasn't sufficient to kill him, then hasheni, the second witness, would now join in, and notela ta'evan would take a very, very large stone that took 2 people to carry, Manono Aliborn, place it on the heart of this individual. Im metba, if that was sufficient to kill him, then yatsa, that's sufficient. Nothing further needs to be done. Ve'im lav, if not, then rigamato kol Yisrael, meaning other people that are around, they would all start throwing stones at this individual. Shneamar, because it says, yad ha'edim tiebo b'shana, that initially the first steps are performed by the witnesses, lamitono, to kill him. Ve'ad kolam b'chrona, but everybody else would join in at the end if it wasn't sufficient to kill him. So it's very different from the, I think, people's perception of what exactly stoning is. We see what the way the mission describes it, exactly what stoning really was. Let's continue. Kol haniskalim nitlim. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer understands that after the individual was stoned, they would then hang him up. We'll explain exactly what that means in a moment. That's opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, because he understands that any time the concept of hanging the person up, after he is killed, as the Torah describes it, is mentioned by the Megadef, that person who curses God in particular, and understands that since his punishment is through Skila, then it would appear to be that also other Skila punishments as well. However, the Chachamim disagree. Chachamim says, "Einu nitla, with only individuals that are hung after they've been executed through skila, is elah megadef, someone who curses Hashem, v'ha'oved oveda zara, and someone who engages in idol worship." And that's also learned, ki et Hashem hu megadef, because through his worship of avodah zara, it's effectively megadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Ha'ish tolino tol panav klapei ha'am, when a man who is executed is hung, his face is facing outwards, va'isha paneha klapei etz. But if a woman is hung, she's facing towards this wood that is holding her up. You'll see exactly how that works. That's being Rebbe Eliezer. Chachamim disagree again. They say ish nitla, only a male is hung, a female va'inha isha nitlet. A female is not hung because it says in the pasuk v'atilito ato that he is hung in the masculine, meaning him and not a woman. So amalehem Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer said, v'halo Shimon ben Shetach. We find Shimon ben Shetach tala nashim ba'ashkelon. That after Shimon ben Shetach was involved in executing these large group of women in Ashkelon, they were hanged, I should say, as well. So Amrullah, Ham responded, they said, 1 second, this is an exceptional circumstance, because what happened there? There were Shmonim Nashim Tala, there were 80 women that were killed on the one day. And we know that normally, Ein Danim Shnayim Biyom Echad, that one Beit Din doesn't execute 2 people on the same day. So it must have been what's called a Horat Shah, an exceptional circumstance that required this outward demonstration. Let's continue. Koiketz Otolim, how would this hanging occur? So again, it's very different to what we'd expect, specifically because the individual is already dead. He's been executed by Skila. So Mishnah says, Meshakin et akora ba'aretz, they would put a large beam in the ground and they'd sink it into the earth, so it would stand upright. Va'etz yotze mimena, and a peg would stick out from the side of it. And makif shtei yadav zu'agol bazur, they'd tie the hands of the individual together. And then v'tolinoto, and they'd hang him up by his hands. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, it wasn't upright piece of wood, rather Hakora, the beam was actually Muta al-Kotel, was resting on the ground and leaning against a wall. The Toleoto, and the person who was killed, the executed, would be placed, hung in that manner against this piece of wood. And the Toleoto, Kederech Shatabachim, just like we find slaughterers, when they shecht animals, they would hang them up in a similar manner. So it's comparable to what was being done here, but Halach is apparently not like Rabbi Yossi. So Manifino Miyad, after he was hung up, the executed individual, Matu Notomiyad, they take him immediately down. In other words, they'd engineer it such that you'd have a minimal amount of time this person, this corpse, would be hanging. So they would do it just before Shkia and then take him straight away. V'im lan. If, however, they left it throughout the night, then we say, Over alav belotase, then they would have violated a negative prohibition. Shnei malotonim levato ala etz. You're not allowed to hang the corpse of the angel on ala etz. It's still a continuation of the pasuk. Ki kavotik bereno b'yamahu. You've got to bury him on that day. Why? Ki lalat Elohim talui v'gomer. Because it is like an affront to Hashem. What's that mean? Kolomar Mishnah explains. Why is he hanging? Why have we hung this individual up? Because he's cursed Hashem. And if you leave him hanging there, then it almost be draw attention to the fact that this individual cursed Hashem. And people will be asking, what's he done? And therefore the chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name, will only increase as a result if you leave it longer. From this reason, what's interesting as well, Kanti points out that not only were they buried individual, but also the wood that he was hanging from. That would also be buried in order to reduce the chilul Hashem, so that wouldn't be a reminder of the aveira that was, or the sin that occurred. Let's now learn Mishnah. Mishnah begins, Amar Rabbi Meir, b'shah sh'adam mitzta'er, when a person is being, literally mean in sorrow, but here the explanation is at a time when someone is being punished for their sins, shchina malash halashon omeret. What does the Shechina, what does Hashem proclaim? Kiviachol, it's as if he says, Kalani Marosh, Kalani Mezro'i, which means it's an expression of sadness, such that his head and his arms are too heavy. Kavda alai Roshi, Vikavda alai Zro'i. So in other words, it's as if Hashem himself is feeling the pain as well. He's almost, he's a tsar, his sorrow as a result of the punishment this person has to endure. So im ken hamakom mitzar damam sherashaim shenishbach, if Hashem is so upset about the blood of a rasha, of an evil person that's been spilled, kal vachomer, how much more so for the blood of tzadikim as well. Let's continue. Now return to the previous Mishnah about the prohibition of leaving the person who was executed hanging overnight. So Mishnah adds that anyone who leaves a met, meaning the individual who's just passed away normally, is a mitzvah to bury the individual as soon as possible and not leave that person to be left overnight. However, if, however, the reason why they delayed his burial was for the honor specifically of the met, for example, lahavi oron v'tachrim, to bring a coffin or some death shrouds or some other reason specifically for the kavod of the mat, then eino over alav, then they wouldn't be violated any prohibition of lo talin, of leaving this person, if you like, hanging. V'lo hayo kurin oto b'kivrot avotav, now returning to the executed individual, we say that he wouldn't be buried in the normal burial plots of his family, rather, because he has a status of a rasha, ela shnei batei kfarot miyuchadim, that have two specific cemeteries. How you into kanila beitin, the beitin would set aside echad lenehergim velenechnakim, one that set aside for those that receive two forms of capital punishment that are lighter than the next two. That is hereg and chenek. Again, we're going to explain exactly, just as we explained what skiller was, and we saw was quite different to our perception what skiller is. We'll see by these ones as well, but it's loosely translated at the moment. One is, if you like, decapitation. The other one is strangulation. V'achad, and this other beta kvarot, the other cemetery, was for niskalim v'nisrafim. Those are the people that were, again, stoned, again, using the term loosely, v'nisrafim, those that were burnt. And those on Mishnah today.